Our last season of prayer this morning is prayer to the Lord of the harvest. Matthew 9, 35 to 38 is a passage that, as we entered into the vitality process as a church, our team prayed about and selected as sort of the church's guiding biblical story, at least for this season of the church's life. And it's something that we like to keep in front of us as utmost importance in our ministry. And as all of us, as part of this community, I think when we reflect on it together, we'll see how applicable it is to our life and our faith, and how really living the words that Christ offers would truly be a beautiful and wonderful thing. And it just so happened that the last verse of our biblical story, which ends with "Ask the Lord of the harvest," came across this year as the theme for evangelism for the whole Evangelical Covenant Church. So the pieces of paper you have in front of you that say "Ask the Lord of the harvest" on the top, they just so happened to overlap significantly, so that the story of evangelism in the whole Covenant Church significantly overlaps with the story of vitality for Bretton Woods. And I think it's a beautiful thing to see how those things can merge together into one beautiful, life-giving thing. So let's hear the word of the Lord from Matthew 9, and let us stand together to receive it. And I'll give your instructions in advance. After I'm done, I'm going to say, "This is the word of the Lord," and you say back to me, "Thanks be to God." Okay? We'll see if you can remember that long. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I consider this passage to be an embodiment of what vital ministry looks like. Lively and life-giving ministry. Because we see Jesus going through towns and villages, so he's traveling, but he's teaching in synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. So we had a service of healing just moments ago. And we don't know if anything miraculous like the healings of Jesus will come out of it, but we do know that we're committing people to Jesus, raising them to Jesus, putting them in his healing hands. And we do trust that Jesus is the one who ultimately makes all of us whole. Proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. This is something that we've been entrusted to do, right? To proclaim the good news of the kingdom. As Christians, as people who follow Jesus, we are called in many ways to walk in his steps. He says a lot to his disciples, "Follow me, come after me, walk in my steps, take up your cross and follow me." Jesus intends that his followers follow him in every way imaginable. And one of those ways is proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. That no matter what authorities we have over us, sometimes pressing their thumbs down on us hard. If you're having a particularly rough employment situation, maybe, or your parents are just being a drag. No matter what authorities we have over us, we proclaim the good news of the kingdom, that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords and Lord over all. That was a message that was so threatening to the kingdom of Jesus' day that they killed him for it. What do you mean Jesus is king? Caesar is king. Jesus disagrees. And we as his followers disagree. And we live out that disagreement by proclaiming the good news of the kingdom in the world around us today. So we see Jesus proclaiming the good news and healing. And then the next word is that when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. He had compassion on them. The same word is used when Jesus got out of that boat after he had been alone and wanted to get away and came back on shore, and there were thousands of people waiting for him, hungry. In that moment, he had compassion on those people, and he gave them something to eat. When Jesus looks at the world around him and the hurts around him, he has compassion. And even Jesus had limitations, right? Jesus was the Son of God. He could do anything he wanted, but he set very specific limitations on himself, i.e. that he was still a human, right? So in Jesus' lifetime, there were people who still died of starvation. There were still people who died of diseases. There were still people who didn't get healed, right? Not everybody in the whole world during Jesus' day was healed. And we, as his followers, maybe sometimes get so overwhelmed by all the needs of the world that we think, well, if I can't do it all, then I might as well just throw my arms up in the air and not do anything. But Jesus calls us to faithfulness in the small things. Faithfulness in every one of our relationships. That we can proclaim the good news of the kingdom in little ways, all the time, through selfless deeds, through, you know, inviting somebody to a potluck, through all just little things. God gives us ways to follow him and to spread his love into the world around us. And it starts with compassion. Do we have compassion on the crowds? Or is it just a mass of people? Do we have compassion? So when Jesus saw the crowds, he says that they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And there are a lot of people in this world that are harassed and helpless, right? Probably know some people who have been harassed a few times and whose life circumstances, man, you wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Does anybody have people that you know that you're glad you're not in their shoes? You wouldn't say that to their face, but I mean, you know, you just, there's some people out there that are harassed and helpless, and some of us in this room, we're not excluded, may be very harassed and helpless. But we're not sheep without a shepherd. I hope not. I hope we're not sheep without a shepherd. Because when we follow Jesus, right, he is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Jesus says that in the book of John. He loves his sheep, every one of them. He has compassion on his sheep. Jesus loves his sheep. He is truly the good shepherd. So when some of us are harassed and helpless, which happens from time to time, we get harassed in our lives. We have moments of helplessness. Hopefully, we come to a place like this, a community whose identity is shaped by Jesus Christ. We come and receive the good news of the kingdom, and we receive the healing hand of God in our lives. And you know what happens? Somewhere in that process, we go from being just sheep to being something else. Somehow being a sheep under the care of the Good Shepherd elevates us to something new. And I think that this text tells us what that is. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." There's something about the good news of Jesus that is wide open, embracing, compassionate, and loving toward all of God's sheep. All the sheep in the pasture. But when we come to Jesus, when we give our lives over to him, and when he takes hold of us and grabs hold of us, we're not just sheep anymore. We can become workers. Workers for his kingdom. Because all of us were sheep, wandering sheep without a shepherd at some point in our lives. Whether we knew it or not. But something changed. God called us. God took a hold of us. Jesus Christ's hand grasped us. And because of that, we move from being helpless sheep, although we always need to stay connected to the sheepfold and continue to receive healing from that harassment and that helplessness. We don't lose that. But even as we receive that, we become workers. Workers in God's harvest field. And that's why we have these cards in front of us. Because as workers in God's harvest field, we have the honor and the privilege of being able to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, the healing of people through Jesus Christ, the good news, the gospel to the world around us. And I think all of us can think of somebody in your family, from work, from school, friends, neighbors. And if you can, open up your thing here and just take a few moments to write down some names. You hold on to this one. So you don't forget who you're praying for, and hold on to this too. I mean, if it helps you understand, you know, I need this person in my family needs prayer. This work associate needs prayer. This friend needs prayer. This neighbor needs prayer. Write the names here, and then write down how many here, and we'll take those in a little bit. But we are God's workers, sent into his harvest field. Some of us have found the healing hand of God, maybe today. Some of us have been touched by the anointing of God this day. And in the healing, there's always ascending. In the healing, there's always ascending. And I think of Legion. I don't know what his real name was. When he had a legion of demons in him, he went by the name Legion. But Jesus just says, go back home. Tell the story. He said the same thing to the Samaritan woman, the woman he met at the well, and offered living water to drink. He said, go back to your people and tell them. Tell them you met the Messiah. And she went and spread the gospel to her people. When we are healed, we are blessed with a story. When we are restored by God, we are blessed with a story, and we can go out into the world as workers in the harvest field to share the good news. So let us go into the harvest field as workers who are always being healed and sent by our compassionate Savior, Jesus. We're going to allow for another minute or so of silence if you want to just Take some more time to write if you haven't done that already. And then we're going to sing a closing hymn. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. And instead of coming forward to offer your cards, I'm going to have you do it as you are sent. So I'm going to be holding a plate in the back for you to offer as you are sent. Be reminded as you're walking out of here, this is why I'm walking out of here, right? So you'll take your little piece of paper and be reminded that we're going out into God's mission field to share his love and proclaim the good news of the kingdom. So let's take a minute of silence and then we'll sing our closing hymn together.